Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to...
Oh, we need to talk.
It's been a minute.
Again, another whole bop. You know.
So, it's definitely been, what? It's been like 3 or 4 months since we actually talked to you guys.
Something like that, you know.
Yeah. So, it's the new year's 2019. 2019 is the year of self.
Is it?
Yes. You ever heard that?
No, I haven't heard that.
Yes, 2019 is supposed to be the year of self.
Betty.
Living your best life.
My best life.
That's right. So anyway, I really wanted to talk to you today. Normally you have questions for me. Today I have questions for you.
Okay.
Oh my god,
jazz hands.
Not jazz hands. So I was listening to watching the Breakfast Club, and today they had a life coach. Mm-hmm. And he basically was saying how for him it's always been like a good versus evil thing, like in his mind, when it comes to basically living your true self, or you know, being free. Mm-hmm. So he always felt like there was this thing on basically on his shoulder just would stop him from
achieving
certain things. So he was saying like the person on the left, which is basically like your angel, or the person, and the person on the right, basically like your devil. So if you could just live like the person on your left, that's basically having no fear to do anything that you wanted to do. And then that person on the right basically was all of those fears that stops you from being free, basically. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that's such a true statement, because I know for me, I think, I don't know if it's, for lack of a better word, I don't think it's laziness, but I feel like I just don't know where to start.
Well, a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm like the number one procrastinator. I mean, procrastinate at everything.
Period. Me too.
So
everything.
So I feel like if I could get out of that state, then basically I feel like I could literally
live lavishly.
Yes. If I stop procrastinating. And that is so hard for me to do. So do you think that applies to yourself as well?
Definitely. I definitely procrastinate about a whole lot of things. Like, definitely school, even though my grades are, you know, up to par, you know, we're fire in that department, we still procrastinate every single day. Like, mm-hmm. I just did my homework like an hour ago that's due tomorrow that I could have done 2 days ago, but I did it an hour ago. I do it in my artwork, and like knowing that I'm supposed to complete stuff and I could be so much better if I would practice, but I procrastinate so much that it's like, dang, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if I really procrastinate in my social life though, because I think that's just more of a, I don't know if that's what I want to do. Like I start to overthink.
Yeah.
That's probably another big one. Me overthinking too much.
Yeah. You overthink it and you overthink yourself out of it.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Definitely.
I can definitely see that.
I sit there and be like, all right, what if this happened? What if that happened? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. And you start to like make up scenes in your head thinking if it goes wrong. And you're just like, never mind. I'm just not going to do it.
I think you get that from your dad. I definitely don't have that. I'm just a serial procrastinator. And I know that for a fact. Like, I always put stuff on the back burner. Just like your birthday trip. We've been talking about this birthday trip for 3 months. We 30 days out. And I literally just booked the trip today. Like,
You just booked it today?
Yes, I just booked it today. So it's like, and I don't know why. It's just, I'm just serial procrastinator. All right. So with that being said, so he gave them, you know, this exercise about identifying certain things in yourself, being able to see where those parts of your life where you can kind of make yourself accountable so you can basically live your best, be your best self. Mm-hmm. So he said, so we're going to do it. So he said, write the word sphere.
Sphere.
Let me see. Yeah, right here. You can use this book. You have to share.
Oh, down?
Huh? Yeah. So write the word sphere. So you're gonna basically rate these things on a scale from 1 to 10. 10 being like you're basically you're living free in this area. Like uh-huh. Everything is the way you expected or the way you want it to be. So for S, that would be socially. So socially meaning like your friends, like you're part of, you know, your friendships are great. You are doing all the things that you want to do socially. You're going out, you're going to the movies, all those things that you would do socially. So on a scale from 1 to 10, basically, how do you feel you're living?
Okay. Should I say it?
Just mark it down. So P would be personally. So personal meaning like you are, what did he say? Personally meaning you're taking good care of yourself, basically.
Like in a mental aspect or a physical aspect?
Mental.
Okay.
H is health. And then health could be anything from like exercising, eating right, managing if you have like any, you know, health issues. And then E would be education and evolving. Like, are you evolving mentally? Are you doing your best when it comes for you? Like, are you doing your best in school? Like education, do you feel like you are where you're supposed to be? R would be relationships. That could be friendships, your relationship with your parents, your relationship with your boyfriend or your spouse. E is employment. You don't really have employment.
I'm just going to give that a zero.
And then 5 would be spiritual. Like, how is your relationship with a higher, you know, with a higher calling? All right. So for you, for social, you did
5.
Okay. So why would you say 5? Like, why? What else are you trying to accomplish socially?
I don't know. Back to the procrastination part, I feel like I really need to work on time management. I feel like if I had more time management, I would be able to use my time more wisely. Like, I when I get home, I do my homework, of course. But then there's, like, certain stuff that I'll wait to do. Like, I'll do, like, regular written homework, but if I need to read, I'll wait until later that night to read, you know?
Yeah.
So, me doing that, I feel like I'm spending less time talking to friends, less time on my artwork, more time on my phone, like that. Remember me telling you how about that Apple thing, how on your settings, you like how long you've been on your phone? And that was really depressing to look at. Like, it's sad. Yeah. It's really sad. Like, I was on my phone 23 hours out of a week.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's, like, crazy, crazy. And it's all on Instagram. Like, so, I mean, I really could spend more time, you know, with my friends, maybe.
Yeah.
Talking to people more, you know, in school, maybe conversating with people so more. Okay. I mean, in school, you know, you're supposed to focus.
There is more to be desired.
Yes.
I gave myself a 5.2. So I feel like even though they're like, I have a group of like, I have a group of like work friends that I really like. And then, of course, I have, you know, my girlfriends that that I hang out with. But I feel like we don't hang out enough. And then I also, like, I've always said this, like, I've always wanted to do something with married couples. Like, I feel like me and Dad just need some married couples that we can hang with, just talk about things with, just have fun, maybe go on trips and stuff like that.
I get married.
Yeah. So I definitely feel like there's more to be, more that I can do socially. Mm-hmm. So I gave myself a 5.2. Personal. Gave yourself an 8. Okay.
Personal, mentally, I feel like at least starting off the year, I'm doing a lot better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was pretty, I don't know. It was crazy. I think me cutting my hair was a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at first, like, I don't know if everybody knows this, but at first, I was like, "This, I'm loving this, you know, this is great."
Mm-hmm.
But then, as time went on, I started getting a little insecure because I thought I looked really masculine. Mm-hmm. Like, in my style-wise, I'm like, I go for that, like, androgyny, you know, like, some masculine, some feminine, you know, mixing stuff together. But not, like, to the extreme, you know, like, the fashion form, you know. But, like, I was feeling like a boy, and, like, I wasn't getting too much attention, you know. Like, in middle school, I used to get a lot of attention, but, like, it just kind of, like, went away. And, like, but now, like, I'm starting to... Not because of the hair growth, but because I'm starting to accept it more. The short hair. And I'm accepting myself. And I'm starting to not compare myself to everybody, especially my friends. Because I'm really prone to doing that.
Yeah.
Which is like, which was really bad last year. But I'm getting better at the self-love thing. And, you know, I really think talking to yourself helps.
Oh, yeah. Affirmation.
Yeah. I definitely talk to myself, especially in the shower and stuff.
Yeah.
That cliche was great.
Well, at least you know and you recognize those things. That's the, you know, first step, kind of recognizing that, you know, you see those traits in yourself. Like, for me, I think I give myself a 5. Like, I do not take care of myself like I should. Like, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like I know I need to...
You're kind of vulnerable right now?
No. Like, when it comes to, like, getting my nail... Like, I always get my hair done. Like, if I don't have my hair done, I'm depressed. But just
mentally.
Say what?
I thought this was mental.
It is. That affects my mental. When I don't look good, I don't feel good. And that is a fact.
Okay.
But seriously,
I mean, yeah, when I haven't taken a shower, I don't feel good.
Yeah, like, when I don't look good, I don't feel good. And so I definitely, but when it comes to, like, I feel like a lot of my personal comes from my appearance. I don't know why. I know that sounds superficial.
You gotta think deeper.
I definitely feel like it comes from my...
That love letter that we wrote to ourselves in IBIM. Like, I told myself that I definitely, like, you know, sometimes I'd be like, oh, I know I'm really caring. Mm-hmm. I know I'm super intelligent, you know. But, like, you got to think a lot deeper than that, than just stuff that people can see, you know?
What, you trying to school me or something?
Look, this is a learning experience for both of us. You can learn something from me.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I mean, but I understand that, but that's really how I feel. Like, I feel like if I don't look my best, I don't feel my best. And that's, for me, that's true. For me.
You think it's good or negative? Like,
negative. Yeah.
Negative.
And then also, just like my anxieties have just been like running rampant like lately. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm getting older. It's like all these things that I just want to accomplish. And I feel like...
It's never too late to am I doing
my best to get these things accomplished? No, because I'm procrastinating. Like, I keep saying I'm going to go back to school. Like, how many times have I said that?
A couple of times.
I applied, right? They asked me for my transcript. I got my transcript. Did I send it?
No.
Right, exactly. And now somebody opened it, so I can't even use it. Now I got to do it all over again. So it's like just this cycle that I definitely need to get better at. All right, the next one was health. What'd you give yourself?
A 6.5.
6.5. Okay.
Health-wise, where do I begin?
I think we both on the same page with this one. We need to exercise. We need to eat better.
What I told you yesterday is exactly how I'm feeling. I was watching this video on this YouTube channel called Jubilee or something.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it was about, like, meeting in the middle. It was fitness people and body positivity activists.
Yeah.
And basically, the people were saying how people use body positivity as a cover for their laziness to want to be better. They mm-hmm. want to be like, oh, I love my body, so they don't have to go change it.
Yeah.
If they really want to. Like, it's nothing against changing your body, and there's nothing against not wanting to change your body.
Right.
But, like, I definitely use that as a cover. Like,
mm-hmm.
I keep telling myself, you know, Khalees, you really love your body, you know. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Your peeps, you know, you should love it. You should love your body for yourself, you know. But really, I want to lose the weight. I just don't feel like it. Like, I don't want to go to the gym. I don't like the gym.
You want a quick fix like me?
Yes.
You want liposuction? Because that's what I want.
I'll do anything. If a genie came to me right now and was like, make 3 wishes, I'd be like, lose the weight. Lose the weight. Lose the weight. You know? That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh,
I've been waiting for this for a couple years now.
Oh, my God.
But that's exactly...
The is not happening to us.
I'm using it as a cover, basically.
I feel the same way. And I know part of my issue is I hate cooking. And I hate going to the market. Like,
I like going to the market.
I don't like either one.
I'll do it, but I don't have any money for that.
And I feel like, even though I'm not the chef in the house, Dad is the chef, I still have that guilt. Like, he always has to come home from work and cook. So, I kind of feel guilty about that, too. So, and I know I need to do better. Even though he never complains about cooking, I just know that. Yeah, I just know that I need to step my game up when it comes to... when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so E was education and evolving.
I gave myself an 8. I think I'm in middle school. I was like definitely going to school to learn, of mm-hmm. course, because I mean I love to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just going to school just to learn. But like since like high school, I've started to like want to know more, like, and I'll like search topics up to learn more about it
mm-hmm.
so I can get that more of that education that I've been lacking, you know, instead of just like me being at school, like, oh, I'm really good at algebra,
mm-hmm.
but are you good at a higher algebra, like, mm-hmm. or like a higher math, or like in English class, like, yeah, I know what a round character is, but like, have you read any literature with a round character in it, you know, like searching up.
Mm-hmm.
Different ideas, theories, literature. I think that is getting better. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm starting to do that more, starting to expand my horizons.
Well, for me, I gave myself a 5 again. I mean, it's just so much that I don't know. I mean, I know that I'll never know everything, but I feel like there's definitely more that I can learn about myself, learn about the world, learn about just anything. I feel like there's so much more for me to know. Evolving, if I say that, if I look at the past 10 years, I definitely think that I've evolved as a person. I've gotten more aware of certain things. I know myself a little bit better. So I'm evolving as a person, but education, I feel like I can do a whole lot more. Relationships, I gave myself a 7.
You gave myself a 6.
I think for me, I know that my relationships can be much better than what they are. So my husband, he'll tell me like, you are not emotional or you're not affectionate. So I know there is stuff that I need to work on. Even in my friendships, I feel like sometimes I feel so shy or so guarded. Like there's so many things that I may want to talk about, but I just don't. I just hold them in. And I feel like if I open myself up a little bit more, then my relationships would be a whole lot better. I think the only person that I could go to and talk about anything is Auntie. It's not even my mom. Because sometimes I might be scared of what she's going to say, because she's one of those people that will just say it and just don't care. But Auntie is one of those people that I think she'll tell me, but she won't judge me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is so non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I can talk to her about anything. Like, Auntie Dot, like, if I have, like, one of those questions where I have no clue what I'm doing, I'm calling Auntie Dot because I'm going to be like, hey. Because she's one of those people that knows everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I'm calling her. Like, I'm calling my mother. I'm calling her mainly to vent because that's my mother. That's what I want
to
do.
That's what I do to you. I always vent to you.
But if I want to, like, vent but don't want judgment, I'm calling Auntie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call her. I'm going to go over her house. I'm going to go over her house and sit on her couch like she's Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, in my relationships, I tend to block people out a lot. Like I won't tell them the full story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to say something, but I start to feel like they're going to get annoyed, so mm-hmm. I don't say it.
Yeah.
Because I obviously, lately, I've been having something on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't want to keep telling people because I feel like they're going to keep getting annoyed. They're going to be like, Khalees, shut up. Like, I already know. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. Like, I don't know why you're telling me, you know? And, like...
And I think that's part of friendships. I feel like I do the same thing. Like, you feel like if you say something to somebody else, it's going to be, like, a whole bunch of judgments or, oh, here she go again, complaining again. But I guess as friends, we don't do that to each other. Yeah. I don't care how many times my friend would come to me. I would never like, oh god, here she go again.
Yeah.
But we think it mentally. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like go ahead.
Like Angel always told me, like, Khalees, I don't care. Like, you can keep saying it. And I told her the same thing, like, Angel, I'm not getting annoyed. Like, if you want to vent. Like, right. I'm here. I'm not judging you, none of that.
Right.
It's just how it is. Like, yeah. I just sit in my bed and I'd be like, I really need to talk about this, but is she gonna answer? She gonna be like, oh, Khalees, okay. I already know.
Well, I think we do that to, we just do that to ourselves. Like, our friends, like you said, when she tells you, like, when you tell her, like, tell me, I don't care. She's saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just all mental. The next one was employment.
Yeah, employment.
Which you don't have. And I gave myself an 8 for employment. That's like the highest that I've gave myself the entire time.
You think that means you put more into your employment than anything else?
Yes, that's exactly what that means. That's exactly what that means. Like, for me, I feel like I'm evolving at work. Like, you know, making great money. I have a great position. Like, I'm constantly learning. I'm, like, on a whole bunch of teams at work. So, I feel like work is, like, the best part. Not the best part of my day, but that's, like, the part that I think I'm succeeding the most. So, for you, you don't have that. So, that was a zero. And then, spirituality. What did you give yourself?
I give myself a 3.
3?
I don't like to talk about it. Because, like, I know everybody would just get so mad at me.
You have to speak your truth.
I just know everybody would get so mad at me. Like, when we were in the car the other day, and I told you that, and you was about to cuss me out, I went on the bus, and I almost cried. I was like, dang, why would I say that? But, like...
So, let me just say this. So, the other day, we was in the car, and what was on... I can't even remember.
No, we was talking about clubs. I said I wanted to leave Metro. And you were like, what other joints are you... What kind of clubs are you
doing? Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, she said she wanted to leave her club. And I was like, you shouldn't leave your club in the middle of the season. I said, that's not fair
to you. They didn't even want me there.
I said, that's not fair to your team. So I said, well, next year, you know, you're not going to want to be on that again. So what other clubs could you attend? And I was like, you know, gospel choir. And you was like... I hate gospel music.
I said, I don't like.
You said, I don't like gospel music. And I was like.
He was like, what? I was like, I don't like gospel music. And you were like, never mind. And I was like.
No. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
I was like, that's the dumbest thing you could say. And for me, I just thought it was, because even if you don't go to church, I feel like gospel music is still spiritual. You know what I mean? So even though you say you're not religious, you're more spiritual. I feel like gospel music is still spiritual. It's still something there that'll feed your spirit. So when you said, it's like, I don't like it. I'm like, how can you just dismiss it like that?
It's okay. I think it was just an in-the-moment thing. Like, there's some gospel songs that I like, okay? Because I like
how... I know you did!
I like how it's like, oh, you know, like, roll, Jordan, roll, you know?
Oh, my God, not roll, Jordan, roll.
You know, like, some... Not just it, but, you know. But, like, as a whole, I kind of have a problem with religion. Like, maybe in the future, I'll, like, find that one religion... That I'm, like, super... I have so much faith in. Or, like, mm-hmm. maybe I'll really have faith in Christianity, you know, Jesus. Mm-hmm. But, like, right now, I'm, like, trying to figure it out. Like, low-key in the back of my mind, I've been kind of reading the Bible, you know, kind of learning about other religions. But, like, I haven't told anybody, because...
And I don't think it's anything wrong with learning different religions. You know, that to me, like you said, like, knowledge is something that we all want to know. You, so I don't think it's anything wrong with you learning about Muslims. And Buddhists, and, you know, all of those things. I mean, I don't think anything is wrong with it at all. But for myself, I gave myself a 5, because I definitely know it's more that I can do. I'm not close to God as I used to be. You know, like, I was one of those people that went to church every Sunday, Sunday school, you know.
Because you was made to go.
Yeah, I had to go.
Like, Bianca,
and even though I was made to go, I was still learning. So there was things that, like, when I was in church, like, I could recall. Like, you know, like, when you have communion and you have to recite, like... You, like, literally have to recite. The pastor will say something, then the congregation will say something. Like, I knew that by heart. Like, the back of my hand, like, I could go to church on Communion Sunday, and they'd be putting the stuff on the screen. I didn't even need that. Like, that's how much, like, I knew the word. Now, no way I would be able to recite that. I would be saying, take, eat. Like, that's probably the only thing that I remember. Like, so for me, I know that I definitely need to get back. Because I do feel like something is missing. I really want to go to church. I really want to, you know, be a part of an organization and, you know, send under somebody that's teaching me, you know. So I definitely think that I need to do more.
Personally, I think my generation has made me think more.
Yeah.
Made me want to
explore. It's the internet.
More. It's like, it's so much stuff. It's so much stuff out there than just, you need to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask God to help you with your grades. You know, stuff like that. Like, I feel like it's so much more than just that. Like, people out here washing their feet before they go into, you know, their religious temple, you know, mm-hmm. like, why they do it, what else, there's, like, more to offer, and I don't want to be put in a box.
Yeah.
Like, the only person that I've actually, like, told everything to is Grandma Marguerite. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I felt like she just would not judge me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was like, have you told your parents? And I was like, kinda not.
Mm-hmm.
Have you told Grandma Lo? Definitely not. Grandma would definitely tell me, you need to go to church.
She would rebuke you.
She would be like, you need to go to church.
Hold it! Give me the jag! Give me the holy oil!
She'd be like, you need to come to church with me. But, like, I don't want to do that. Like, I feel like you have to give me time to... I want to figure things out on my own.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I can understand going to church, you know, to learn more. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't want to go there and not have complete faith in it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the main reason why I don't want to go to church. Because I don't want to be sitting amongst a whole bunch of people who have so much faith in God. Mm-hmm. And I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're not the same. Like, I understand you want to help me learn, but... If I don't learn, having faith and knowing about the religion is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know about the religion, but I don't have that faith in it. So, I feel like I need time to figure out if that's the faith that I want to have.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. And I think as parents, we try to push our religion on our kids. But ultimately, you do have to figure things out on your own. Of course, I would want you to, you know, go to church with me and be a Christian. But if it's, of course, I'm not letting you join Scientology. I don't care what you say, because that's a cult.
I don't believe in Scientology.
But I'm just saying, like, if there was something... Because to me, like, I don't know about all these different religions. The only thing I know is what I was taught. You know what I mean? But you, on the other hand, if you're doing your research and you come to me and say, well, this is why I want to practice this religion. This is what they believe. And this is what, you know, deep down inside, this is what I believe to be true. Then I can't fault you for that. I can't make your mind up for you. I can't, you know, make your decisions be my decisions, you know? So.
But I won't take off this cross. Like, I haven't taken it off. I haven't taken this off in 2 years.
Yeah. So. Well. So, I mean, so, you know, once he finished that, he basically, you know, basically gave them the challenge and gave them the word. Like, all of those areas that you feel like you can do better to free yourself or to become your best you, then you have to do the work. Now that you know, or now that you've stated it or written it down, then you need to actually do the work so you can become your best self.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess our challenge for each other this year is to
balance all these
out. Yes, to balance these out. We're going to be each other's accountability partner. Going to make sure whatever it is that you're striving to do, that you do. And even for myself, you know. So I feel like that's what we'll do for each other. 2019, the year of self. Cool?
Yes.
All right. Well, I know this one was a long one. normally we're about 15 minutes. This one was a little bit longer. Girl, hush. So, thanks for listening to Oh, We Need to Talk.
Oh, We Need to Talk. Bye.
Talk to you next time.